Okay, we're making our progress here. We did last night, Noitzach Chesed La'alafim, Noisei Avon, and now we're up to Noisei Avon Avon, we said, Avon is Mezidim. Avon is Mezidim, that is a kilkel to one's personality. Or to one's ability of yashrus, and the midah with which Hashem protects us from that is by titen emes le'akov, to see the yashrus that Hashem created within us. The next midah is he also protects us from avon v'pesha. Pesha is worse than avon. Avon is taiva. Pesha is when a person is doing it atz merida, atz to rebel. Now, why would someone do that? It's like a gaiva thing, pashtus. But basically, this requires another chiddush. This requires a whole nother level of chiddush. How Kadosh Baruch Hu overlooks that, right? Because last time we said Hashem overlooks the avoin. How would Hashem overlook the avoin? By saying that it's somewhere and we have emes. So therefore, the oven, which comes as an evos of our karach to be shoykel, is fixed with this. That's we have emes. So Kadosh Baruch Hu has the titen emes Yaakov. But over here, a person wasn't just lost his balance between guf and neshama, seichel and taiva. He coming around with a shita now. Him a shita. And from Reb Chaim Cohen, he said, "He's a sharp. He's a ger chassid. He's a sharp." Person. So he said, a person doesn't aver once, it doesn't aver. Us aver v'shana binding twice, that's look ahead. So the third time is shana mitzvah. So what's the fourth time? So the fourth time became yeshita. So now yeshita already. What is yeshita? You can't do tshuva anymore. Okay, so this guy who did Pesha, so it's pretty, right? So how does a Kadosh Baruch Hu know say the Pesha? How does Hashem look past Pesha? Seems like a much harder level because now the person made a cheshbon and he says, I'm doing it anyway. So here, the only way to look past it is with the midah of Titan Chesed L'Avraham. That's pure Chesed. Kadosh Baruch Hu created us with Chesed and therefore. He has the ability to look at people through chesed, and it's not so much take away the avon and you're back to your emes that you had. You're kind of messed up. But l'maisa Hashem created the world with titen chesed l'Avram. That l'maisa there's a midah of chesed in the world of Kadosh Baruch Hu, and Avram Avinu was megala the chesed. He was megala this that Hashem wants to give the good, and since we're bnei Avram, Yitzchak, v'Yaakov, he's willing to look at us with chesed despite that we did pesha. And pick up the Pesha away from us. Because the midah of Titan Chesed of Chesed Lavram. So it's a different Mahalach than the Mahalach of Avoin. Right? Avoin is Hashem says, look, really you want to do good. And it's like that ability to say, really you want to do good? What happened? You messed up, okay, but really you're MS. And that's where I'm going to latch in. So that's the sharish of it is I look at your emes and it comes out and I say Avon. Here the sharish is pure chesed. Anyone that's been Avram, it's like Yaakov looks at chesed. And Memela, he's going to take away the pesha.
How's that different than Mikel Kamocha? That's
Right,
also pure chesed. That's just.
but that's before he interacts with us. That's just mitzad d'nayso, bringing in the mahal how he does it. That's the going setup. And as that setup is that that's why the midah that's why the midah exists. Now we're already in the mechanics kind of. So what's happening? But very nice. He wants to be made, but let's say there's avoinus is showing what happened. So therefore, the mechanics is that that by avoinus he uses the midah of MS to pick it up. And by Pesha, he goes back to the chesed to pick it up.
Even the one who's Peshe ben Merida, Lachar didn't start off that way, and all this he bats some
He has a foundation of something deep
deep
there.
young
Right.
also bats some something similar to
So
oh and just they have to go
right. Now, Lemaisa, by the way, this Midah of Chesed Lavrom, the way the term Dvar says it, so what does it mean for us? So for us, it means that Gam Ha'adam, Im Ha'yoyis, Shem Kol Adam Yem Misnai V'tzedek U'B'yoshev V'mishpat Im Ha'tovim V'chassidim. You also, we should treat everyone as if they're great people, no matter who they are, basically. Because if you want that on from Kodesh Baruch Hu, that's that you should see the people for what they, what where they come from and what they're part of, and despite their actions. Now the next thing is Avam Vafeshav Chata. Chata is shoyig, things that we did by accident. So that technically is the easiest one. So how does the Kodesh Baruch Hu look past the Chata? He looks, he takes away the Chata, and again he looks at what we really. We did a back then, so he's able to look at past that and say what we really are. That's the midah b'shenishbat l'avisenu. That's in general the bris avos. That's a much more that's a much more general bris avos. You don't need the specific midah of titan chesed l'avrom and the koyach of the titan emesnakov. It's shenishbat l'avisenu is the general bris with the avos. Like the Talmud verse says, "Yesh b'nei Adam she'enem hagunim v'kadosh baruch merachem akulam." Why? Because harei yesh lam zchus avos. Kein im hayoyish she'enem hagunim. The fact that this zchus avos is enough. So here, again, this is what we said before. You're right. This is what we said. L'she'iris nachalosoi, right? We said he treats us like a relative. So it's really, but again, that's in that first stage. This is now in the mechanics of it. Hashem is Mo'ira, the Schus Ovis, and says, you're B'nai Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov.
No problem. Means what?
Mo'ira, he awakens. The Bris Ovis, and says, that's enough for me. You haven't severed that. Now, Lemaisa, there's an unbelievable lashon here in the Talmud Dvar. He says, so lefi she'amar Kodesh Baruch Hu harei yesh lam zchus avos, im kein im heyois she'enam hagunim, they're really on their own, not enough, yizku, they'll get the zchus, b'shvil she'heim mizera ha'avos, she'nishbati lahem, they're from the zera of Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, and I made them a shvua, swear to them, lefikach, therefore, an hilem, I will direct them and guide them and hold on to them, ad she yisukanu, until they get mesukin, means that's very interesting lashon. I mean, it's not just that I'm going to overlook it. I'm overlooking it because I believe in you enough that I think you'll come around eventually. Hashem has a mahalach of tikkun, which we said, which we mentioned already in a different midah that the sherish never gets lost, right? No neshama gets lost. This is ad she yisukanu, until they come back. So part of the bris avos is that Hashem is willing to wipe away the stuff in the meanwhile because he wants the neshama to come back. He doesn't want the neshama to get lost. As it sounds here. So this is the ashenishbat al aviseinu, and memela, he says, anyone that's b'nei Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, we have to go out of our way that we should be take pride in anyone that's another yid. Ba'afim yifka b'rishon. Even if you find your shoim, al yis'achzer connect them. Don't be evil to them. O yicharfam, and don't give them a strong musr. El yirachim aleim. Nebuch, soiv soiv heim b'nei Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. Imen einum k'sherim. If they're not good, aviseim k'sherim. But they come from good people. But mevaze abanim, mevaze avos. Ein ritzoin yishis bazu aviseim al yadi. First is mevaze, the child is mevaze the father.
Mevaza means
disgrace. So if someone disgraces a child, it's a disgrace to the parent. So by you see someone's not acting properly, keep in mind who his parents, where he comes from. And maybe it's not his. At some point, there was Darius Yisharim there. There was people that kept the mitzvahs properly. So bear that in mind. And that's how we want to be viewed also. So Uncle Putnam, like the Gros said, these three midos, now you say Avon Vafesh Bachata is a pirush on the mechanics of the La'alofin. He's not a chesed La'alofin. He keeps the connection going even on Elf Dar for every Jew. And the mahalach is, if he did avaynais, he's going to use the midah of emes. If he did pshayim, he's using the midah of chesed. And if he's doing katayim, then that alone, that he's bris avram yitzchak v'yakov, asher nishbati l'avoysom, is enough to keep that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will look at us in this way, and we have the ability to connect to it despite our actions. Okay, so again, so it's basically, again, just reiterating that same mahalach, that all this is all the midas are a way to be ma'orer, awaken, Hashem's rachman on us, that undeserving to us, that alone that he wants, he's going to look at us that way. Okay, guess what's the last one? There's no shir until Sunday night, some Gedalia, so Monday night. Mm-hmm. So we have Monday, Tuesday, you have 2-3 days to wrap it up before you get back.
Pastor's not considered a break in the